Hello, happy day.
Happy day.
Welcome to class. Adelia's going to be helping teach the apprentice class today. Of course, she got certified in her first training as a Diamond graduate. She's graduated from the Diamond program 3 times now when she was 7 weeks old. So she has a lot of expertise and authority. We're going to be doing quantum pumps, and Adelia knows most of the quantum pumps already. Don't you, Adelia? Can you teach quantum pumps?
Hey, you little thinker.
So welcome, everybody, to the call, and we'll get started right away. And do sign in. Let us know you're here. It should be a really fun call today. Oops, keep your feet off the desk, honey. All right, and we'll start with prayer. Mother, Father, God, angels, golden legions, guides, gods, goddesses, Jesus and Mary, saints and sages of all the greater and lesser traditions, all those who stand with us to get this work into the world, we thank you so much for being here with us, helping all of the apprentices create their miracles, learn on the deepest level, and really make their shifts. We thank you for the air we breathe, the water we drink, the homes we live in, our families and friends. We thank you for all the love that you shower onto us. We thank you for bringing this great knowledge to us and for all the little synchronistic and wonderful things that happen throughout our day, the little miracles that we experience every single day of our life. We ask for special blessings for each person live on this call and those watching the replay, that they might be filled with love and light, joy, enthusiasm, and this incredible wisdom and knowledge, that they take it to the next level today. Amen. Thank you. And thank you, Adelia. Adelia said, and that's amen from Adelia. I am free to live a life of spiritual freedom and full self-expression, liberated in love, gratitude, and mastery in this body here and now. My spirit is limitless. I am responsible for any limits I experience in this body and have complete access to the divine through prayer and contemplation to release myself from any human bonds I've worn as spiritual clothing that no longer resonate with my essence. Vakratunda Mahakaya Koti Surya Samaprabha Nirvignam Karme Devo Sarvakaya Ishu Sarvadam Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Sakshat Parat Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha Dum Durgaye Namaha Om Aim Saraswatiye Swaha Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om peace, peace, peace. May the entire world and your heart be filled with peace. Tatastu, so be it. So today in our special apprentice training, we're going to be working on understanding the wonderful quantum pump techniques, learning how to decide which technique to use for each issue. And then we'll also be taking a look at the master list for a few minutes and talking about how you can incorporate and use that. Okay. I'll take this one off the screen. And we're going to put quantum pump chart up next. And you might have noticed when you were looking at the master list that we have added one description of a quantum pump. We actually, you do know that one. I think that some of you were like, what is that? That's something that I've been showing you if there's somebody who's disabled or their hand or their arm or if they have an injury or something like that. So we'll be going through all of them today, one by one. Quickly saying hello to Julie C., Annettie, Sue Lorraine, Cindy, there's Cindy, Jenna, Amelia, Pam, hi, Karen, Arcady, Ilme, Dale, Saval, Kathy, Vanya, Anita, Ann, and Carol. So welcome all of you who are live. We have 36 apprentices right now, which is very wonderful. So moving towards our goal of 150 students, which is what my true goal is there. All right, so one by one, we'll go through the pumps. You'll have this complete chart for the apprentices as we'll get that to you in the members' site today. So the basic pump is the elbow down at the side and the hand pumping forward. Thank you. Can you guys show people? Can you show people how to do the basic quantum pump?
Yeah.
Are you sleepy already? Not time for sleeping yet, honey. Want to go back to bed? No? Okay. Then you go ahead and play. Thank you. That's right. I love it when you do the pumping. That's really nice. Yeah. Very nice. Very, very nice. Just do that so beautifully. Thank you. Yeah, beautiful. Okay. So the elbow is tucked in, like kind of sitting on your hip almost. It doesn't have to be tight, like you don't have to be uncomfortable. So it can be a little bit loose. You got some fat here, you can have room to, you don't have to like grip it or anything. So it's just down here, kind of maybe a little bit resting on your skin. And then the hand is dropping forward, and it's directly in front of the shoulder. You can see that my hand dropping forward is directly in front of my shoulder. And we're setting an intention, so we might be looking at a chart, the basic quantum pump. You can do, there's just a few little anchors that you could clear on the chart that I've given you, and that might even improve your skill a little bit more. There might be a time, actually there should be, I'll do today. I'll create a chart for you guys on right permission and ability to pump to your highest level at 100%, so increasing your speed and ability. So I'll put that in your member site tomorrow, so you can have that too. That's a great idea. I didn't think of it when I was prepping for class this morning. But this is the quantum pump. Everybody's doing the quantum pump, setting an intention with the mind and then pumping. The basic quantum pump can be used for everything, as can the very last pump that is on the master list, if you've already taken a look at the master list. And so the very last one is the inner thigh pump. Hi, sweetie. And so the inner thigh pump, you can see something like this. Okay, but they can't see if you are sitting in my lap. So basically, oh, thank you. Your forearm is resting on your thigh, and then you're pumping here. So the forearm is resting on your thigh. Nice. Is that your stroller? Why don't you go find the baby and put the baby in the stroller? So here, and it can be either hand. I only really feel like I can do it with my right hand. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I feel. So let's see if I can do it with this hand. I can. Let's see. Can I do it this way? This feels really odd with my left hand. That's hardly working. But if I lift it up like this, it seems to work a little bit better. So that's where this leg is, at calf is breaking, is over the knee here. Seems to be working a little bit better. But I'll always defer to this hand unless, you know, something happens to my right arm and hand and I can't move it. Say it's in a cast or something. So this is a choice of a way that you can pump, even when, you know, things aren't so good at the moment. You know, like maybe somehow you've gotten a shoulder injury or an arm injury and you can't pump much. That's the way to do the pumping in class or along with whatever we're doing so you can get a good result. You can be pumping, but you don't have to be doing like doorknob or something that's going to be kind of energetically demanding on you. Okay, we're not going to open that door. Please. Thank you. Okay, so that's the quantum pump, setting an intention with your mind, and then entering the quantum field, higher field, the field of transformation, the field of pleasure, That higher field, that's what's happening there. Yay! And then the transformation, if you hadn't heard, I do mention it in class on occasion, is on the upswing. So when things are shifting, is on the upswing. And then the thing that accelerates the quantum pump is, Adelia, please, you're making mommy a little nervous. Don't touch anything and don't punch anything.
Yay.
Okay. And you can be a good girl. You promised mommy you wanted to teach and you wanted to be a good girl. So we don't touch those things. You promise to be a good girl, okay? All right. With music, and we're doing something called Quantum Mantra. So that class is coming up. That's a new class, but it will be using the Sound of Truth mantras. We'll be teaching you the how to sing the mantras, but how to use the mantras in quantum transformation, because it makes it go so much faster when you're chanting correctly. You're chanting the mantras and getting the right sound, and then you're pumping. So that's a way to really speed up when you're working on a chart, whether it's a clearing chart or a regeneration chart, and I'll identify in the mantra class which mantra to use for what kind of a thing that you're working on. We have some that are like no-brainers, like this is a wealth mantra. And then some of them that are a little more like the Devi mantra, how to use that, or how to use one of the 2017 or 19 or however many there are. There's quite a few of them. So I'll identify how to use each one, where to use them when we get to that class. Okay, now so far we've looked at the quantum pump and then the inner thigh pump. So those are the two that we've looked at so far. And now we're going to go to the double pump. And I know this is a review for a lot of you who've been with me for a while. We are going to be looking at the master list too, so just hang in there. The double pump, I do it like this. Oh, nice. Adelia's doing something different. Behind me, she's telling all of you that she likes to do sign language. So she's saying signing. Yay. While mommy's doing double pumping, Adelia's saying, I like to do signing with my hands. This is a kind of signing, I guess, Adelia. Good job. Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay, and again, you could do it this way. With the double pump, you can do this way. And some people feel like this feels best to me. I love this. This feels really good. So you could do it this way. This feels really goofy to me, but I'm a harpist, so I want to do it alternatingly. So this is the way I'm going to do it. Up, up, change, change, up, 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 up. Even if you're in a good mood, the transformation happens faster. So if you can get yourself feeling really happy, we went out for a walk. We met aliens. We did actually meet people who are in bodies that are from another place. That was very fun. They were really nice people. So we will feel very happy that we met those nice people. Okay, so we've done now the double pump. So if you are seeing or are having questions, please ask me. You're going to get the written description. You're going to get the clearing information as well. So that'll be in your member site probably today or tomorrow. But tomorrow we'll get the clearing chart for increasing your skill level with the quantum pump. So the next pump that I have on our list is the flutter. And the flutter is used when you're doing homework. And you're out maybe hiking, which we've been doing a lot of. And if you're able to, I have a stroller, so it's a little bit harder. But if you're able to, you can just do, drop your hand down at the side here and do a flutter. And I've seen people do both. You can do both. You can do one really discreetly. You can do one that, you know, people don't really see or notice. Mm-hmm. And you can do it. I see. I love you too. So you can do it at, like, sitting at a table at a restaurant. I do often do clearings at a restaurant or sitting at the table, dinner table at home, and you want to just be continuing to work. So my hand is, look at there, my hand is moving, and you really don't have a sense of it. Say the table is right here and you're eating food. You can keep working, and people just aren't going to be aware that you're doing anything. So you can, this is really kind of discreet. It's not necessarily as rapid as this. So this is a little bit more rapid, but hiking and, you know, you can't keep your hand up all the time doing this. I guess you can. On the bus, you know, just places where you want to do the quantum pump and you want to be discreet about it, you can have your hand just straight down. So I don't know if I can move far enough back that you can see this, but just straight down, just right down here. There we go. Okay. Step on the rug here. Okay. So and then after flutter, let's go into the foot pump. Okay, now this is something that we don't really teach in class anymore. We used to say you could do the foot pump, and you certainly can. It's just we've been doing so much door knobbing and chopping and some double pumping that we don't teach a foot pump. But if you wanted to do the foot pump, get back way, way up here. So you could do this way, the foot pump, or you could do both of them. You could do that with like this. This is actually really fun. So it just feels like being a little kid, you know. So you could do that. So that's the foot pump. So if you were doing both feet and both hands, you might increase your speed a little bit, but don't think that you're going to double or triple the fastness of how you're clearing things. That's not going to be the case. You're not going to double or triple the speed. Maybe 10% or 15% faster because you've got more parts of you, more limbs working, but not double or triple or quadruple. So don't think that. And you can muscle test and see, am I actually going faster? I generally don't use a foot pump, but in one of our live diamond classes in San Francisco, some girls flew in from India, and they were doing it and having a blast. And I tested that it was effective. It was about 70% effective. Let's see. I like the flutter and use it. Oh, good. That's good, Carol. Aw, thanks. Yay. Okay. So now we're, let's see, we did the double pump. We did the foot pump. So let's go on to chopping. Now, let's just review again the double pump and the single pump are typically used for regeneration. And then the single pump and double pump can be used for clearings also. Chopping is only used for clearings, not used for regeneration at all, never, okay? We never use it. There's never an exception to use it for regeneration, just for clearings. And you can test using muscle testing on when it's going to be best to use chopping, but it's always going to be a clearing. So chopping is this way. It's interesting how the camera with the technology sometimes really hones in and gets me really clear, and sometimes I look not so clear. Okay, so chopping is the fingers held firmly. And they can be like this together, or they can be like this apart. So either way, chopping, chopping, chopping. Yeah. How nice. Adelia's watching the birdies.
Yay.
Yeah. So you might notice with my chopping, my hands are not directly out in front of my elbows, but they're a little bit in, or my shoulders rather. Sorry about that. That's true. I always do chopping a little more heart-centered, so there it's coming in about 4 inches, 3 or 4 inches from the shoulder. So in this case, chopping is like this, or like this with the fingers apart again. Chopping. And again, the change is happening on the upswing, 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 upswing. The contact or the thought of what we're doing, we look at the chart. You only have to really look at the chart once, and you can chop for a few hours. So you've identified that you're clearing the chart, or you've identified that you're regenerating in this specific area, or that you're activating the master cell. So once you've identified it, it's gonna continue to go. You don't have to keep reading over and over again the specific like program or brand or label or anchor or interference. You don't have to keep reading that many times. You want to just have a good look at the chart, maybe look it all over, read it once, you know, and it doesn't have to take a long time. You can take 2 or 3 minutes to read the chart. I've read all the words, and now I'm clearing all of that. And then that's enough. That's enough. You don't have to keep looking at it. But if you do a clearing, that's going to take like 5 different times to do it, like you're going to activate on 5 different days. You want to look at the chart each time you start anew and, you know, continue on with the clearing. You want to look at that chart one each time at the beginning. So you want to look at the chart at the beginning. And then in a non-perfect world, which of course we're in, you're in the car and you have an opportunity to pump and you're not looking at the chart, it's okay to just go for it and intend that you're kind of like make contact with the chart in your mind, in your mind's eye, make a contact with the chart, I'm clearing that chart, and then you can pump some more. It's not as ideal, but it will clear some of it. And so I would rather that you pump when you can, when you remember it's like, gee, I can pump right now, I've got half an hour drive, why don't I do that? So I really encourage you to keep going with that and just work on that. So again, chopping only for clearings. Muscle test. You're going to muscle test what's going to be best for chopping and what's going to be best in clearings doorknob. And pretty much we're using chopping and doorknob for clearings because we are clearing so many spiritual interferences, and those are the two things that really work with spiritual interferences. And sometimes if you're not getting a full clearing, you can go onto the spiritual interference chart and you can say, well, the chart says chopping, but this one that seems to be stubborn says doorknob. So you can clear that one thing that maybe doesn't seem to be clearing very easily with chopping, you can clear with doorknob. But stay with the directions on the chart for the whole chart. So if you just notice it's just something that's just not moving for you, then you can shift to something else just for that one thing. Okay, then we're going to look at doorknob next. And we should look at platter before we look at doorknob, just the shape of platter. So platter, we started with platter being kind of like this, where the wrist was bent backwards and we were like in a restaurant holding a platter. And this is how we started doing it, and it's how I felt into it. And then I started thinking, you guys are going to be doing all this stuff a lot, and we might end up with a lot of stress injuries. And so we straightened it up, and turns out it doesn't matter if it's back or it's straight. And straight, yes, is easier on the wrist. So now, and we're going to come to platter after doorknob. So, but now we straighten that up. And the same with doorknob, we don't have it twisted any funny way. The wrist is just going straight. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. That's a nice kiss. Thank you. Thank you, honey. So now doorknob, thank you. I really like that. Okay, so doorknob is the elbow down at the side and then like that. Yeah. So it's out and in, out and in. And the change happens on the this part. And the fingers do not have to be held tight. The muscles can be very relaxed. The fingers are wrapped around a doorknob. As a matter of fact, they're resting. If you can imagine them resting on a doorknob, very relaxed. So they're resting. Okay, so that's a doorknob. You can do fast or slow, it doesn't matter. Doorknob is always only used for clearing. And then also on doorknob and on platter, we never do, Adelia, stop. Stop, please. We never do double. Okay. So we never do double. And the reason for that, you can do this hand or this hand with doorknob, it doesn't matter. But you can't do both. If you do both, it's going to create chaos in the field. This hand is going to make the transformation, and this hand is going to cancel it out. So that's with platter and with doorknob. only one hand. The hand I recommend using always is the right hand. The right hand is the outer, assertive hand. So that's going to be the best choice, is the outer, assertive hand, the right hand. But if your right hand isn't in great shape, or your right shoulder, your elbow, or something is up with it, you can go to the left hand. And then you just put the right hand down on your lap. And this is a really good way to just have it ground, so that you're doing the opposite hand. And actually, you could make firm contact with your thigh so that you remind yourself not to have that hand active, okay? So I want you to really remember, see that it feels so unnatural to me to use this hand for that. But you can. And I know some of you have bodies that aren't like my body, that goes kind of automatic. So please make your adjustments as you need. And then, like I said, just put your hand on your thigh, make contact maybe a little bit firmly if you're going to use the other hand. So there's nothing moving in this hand. We're not using this hand for that process. This hand is quiet. It's still. Okay. Okay, I see a couple questions coming in. Can foot pump be added to any hand without interfering? Bill, we use that on the basic quantum pump and the double pump. But if you wanted to use it, let me just test, because I don't know the answer to clearings. Can you use it on doorknob? No. Chopping? No. Flutter? No. So foot pump can be added to the basic quantum pump or the double pump. But that's all. That's it. Good question. Okay. I love you too, sweetie. Thank you. Okay. What if you stop pumping for a minute or two and focus on something else? Like? Okay, I'm just having a hard time reading through her. Let's see. Like a toddler in my case. Okay. Okay. That you don't need to, no, that's fine. If you focus on a toddler for a few minutes and then you go back to pumping, that's perfectly fine. As a matter of fact, you'll test and you'll find, Flora, that your pumping is still going on even though you've stopped for a while. The pumping keeps going for students anywhere from about 20 minutes to an hour or so. So the movement in the field keeps going for a while. You're getting some momentum going. So that's good. So don't worry about having to start all over again. You don't have to. I hold the left hand up when I can, palm up, and feel that it drops down on its own when I am done. Is this okay? I hold the left hand up when I can, up, and feel that if it drops down when I'm done, is that okay? Okay, so you're saying that you're reading through the left palm, and yeah, that's fine, yeah. And then muscle testing also is another way to read done, but yes, thanks for clearing that up for me. You're welcome. Okay. Are you pretending? Adelia's pretending. She's pretending. Are you pretending to be the baby? Adelia's starting to understand the concept of a baby coming. Are you getting a baby?
Yeah.
So we're going to be getting the filing started on the 19th. So if you want to say some extra prayers for us. Anyway, she's been pretending and carrying her baby around and giving her baby milk, and she's been helping. Okay. All right, good. I think we're caught up with questions. Now let's see, have we gone through everything that I want to platter? Thank you. That's very loud. Not yet. So we're not done yet with this part. So platter, we were showing hand facing forward and then facing in. Adelia, no. Big bed. I'm serious. Adelia, honey. You touch those things and you're going in the big bed. If you want to help mommy with class, you can't touch those things. Yeah, you have to play. Mm-hmm. Okay, good girl. Thank you so much. That's a very good girl. Okay, so platter is the hand facing forward and then facing in. And this is used typically to stimulate stuck energy. There's one place in cellular neogenesis with the light of the cell that it's also used. But this is a momentum booster. So when something seems really stuck, you don't seem to be making any headway in some area, the platter, hand facing forward, hand facing in, this causes momentum to start building. Okay, so this is what we use this for. Platter. The side slide, we use this for a couple different things. This is very much the most important thing we do in DNA obliteration. Someone's asking, well, when do you use DNA obliteration separate from a big clearing chart? Because we obviously clear DNA resets and of others in the clearing charts, and we might use doorknob or chopping, or we might use quantum pump or double pump. So we do clear DNA in a regular chart, but when do we do DNA obliteration alone? And that's when you're clearing a big thing. So if you're clearing an illness or a disease, or you're clearing a pattern or something that you're not up for in your DNA. I think one of the things I was discovering was my DNA had, this is very strange, had some program that women over 60 weren't allowed to start new relationships in our family or something like that. It was very bizarre. And so that would be a DNA obliteration process. Some of you haven't gone through the DNA class yet because you're brand new, but you'll be getting this training down the road. I think everybody gets the DNA obliteration training, the DNA training. So we're starting out, you actually should start right about in front of your shoulder and go in. And then if you're chesty, which I am, and it feels uncomfortable moving it across your chest, you can start out here and just go midpoint, okay? And it's an interesting thing because it's the hand, the fingers are kind of fluttering, and once you get it, it comes very naturally. So the fingers are kind of fluttering. I'm kind of spreading it out between the two, aren't I? I'm not going all the way across. There we go, all the way across. And what we're kind of imagining is we're stretching out a DNA strand, and it has the 46 strands hanging down, and we're clearing off anything that would need to be cleared off based on the clearing that we're doing, based on what we're working on. But the DNA, this is used for DNA, and it's also used for a couple of the timelines. So it's the same movement for a few of the timelines. And you'll see, I'll identify it, I'll say this is how this is done. We have the timelines class, I think, starting this week for sure. Might be starting tomorrow, I'm not sure. I have my calendar right here, but we have the timelines class starting. And so you'll be getting more information in the timelines class if you've opted to go into that class. Okay. So that's the side slide. And it's used for DNA and for a few of the timelines. And then we have the chakra activation, and the chakra activation is like this. So now the thumb is pointing up, and the fingers are loose and open. And you're kind of making a circle, so you're just making a very, very tiny, that's fine, you can lay there, very tiny circle. Very tiny circle. Oh, timelines class starts tomorrow. Yeah, thanks. Why don't you pop up the link, too, as long as you're telling me when it starts. Great. Okay, so that's the chakra activation. Sometimes we do it the reverse. If you're able to test and tap in, is it going from right to left or left to right, clockwise or counterclockwise, if you can test that, you can do it. Otherwise, you're always going to do it clockwise. Clockwise will always get it working. and it'll self-correct. If the chakra is going the other direction, it will self-correct and go the right direction. It won't go the wrong direction. Okay, so we have the side slide, platter, chakra activation, and then we've looked at the inner thigh pump. So we've got all of those on the chart that I prepared for you. I'm going to put that in front of you for just a minute here. Maybe. Oh, there it is. So let's just go through that one more time. Just looking, you're going to have this again, you're going to have this full written directions as well as this 30 minutes now of demonstration so that you can always refer back to it. Quack, quack, quack. Is that a birdie sound? Good job. Good job, sweetie. Okay, so all the written directions here for you, you'll always have them. You might want to print out the charts, these master charts, and just put them in a three-ring binder, rather. That might be a really nice way to have these readily accessible. We have a beautiful yellow hawk. My gosh, just hovering right above the property here. It's so gorgeous. Just like it's standing still high in the sky. It's amazing. Okay. It was a very happy day today. All right, we're going to look at the master chart for a few minutes now and talk about how to use the master chart, what you're going to use it for. I may update it just a tiny bit the end of June and send you, but this is June 1st master chart. We did find, I found another couple interferences, and I've been really working hard at identifying the advanced interferences 9 through 40. So we're starting to really get some information about that. By the way, we do have a class coming up on advanced interferences. So I think everybody in this group is automatically, I think you're all automatically put into the spiritual interference class, which is amazing. So in looking at this, this is the chart that I work off of when I'm testing for creating any chart. So now you have the chart that I work off of. So it's a teacher's chart. And really you're looking at the nature of, so you're going to say right permission and ability to whatever, if many of you were in the creating a statement, the statements, clearing statements class. So there you have the nature of. And then you have, so you have that list of the nature of that you can muscle test for. So that's up in the clearing statement. And then from there, you can, it's easy to remember, I'm sure, the parts of the blueprint, which are the 8, perception, essence, matter, energy, genesis, embodiment, quantum, and amplification. And then finally, we have the list of hand movements, and you can muscle test which hand movement to use as you're creating a chart. And then we go to the second column. The second column is programs, brands, labels, realms, and timelines. And I have a notion of dividing them into their specific category at some point. So they may not always be all lumped together like this. But right now, that is that's my list. That's the list I work off of. And they should next to each other. They should be next to each other. Adelia? Don't slam the glass doors, honey. Please, just gentle. No. Sweetie? That's not good. Please don't do that. Too much noise. Break. Okay. All right. And so you can see that it goes down quite a ways. It goes to the third page here. And then we have the emotional and mental anchors. And, you know, this list will probably grow. Emotional and mental anchors, that's pretty long. It's also kind of goes into the third page. And then we have anchors. Anchors is definitely growing the list, and which is good because the more we can name and identify and clear, the deeper the clearing is. And then spiritual interferences 1 through 8. And this will change as our spiritual interference class is happening. I'm getting names and descriptions of things, whether they're demons, aliens, humanoid of some kind. Okay. Interdimensional. And it says that there are six different things. So looks like we're still going to find out one more thing of interferences. The 1 through 8. And what I have found, though, is that 1 through 8 is pretty much all being kind of things. There's no waves or frequencies. And 9 through 40, we've got a mixture of things. We've got some things that are beings, and we've got a lot of things that are waves, frequencies, you know, some kind of a group mind thing or an experiment. But a lot of the stuff that's in the advanced spiritual interferences 9 through 19 is waves and frequencies, those two. So we'll be going through that very deeply in that training. It's something that I'm very excited about mapping, and I've been doing little bits and pieces of mapping every time I do a class now. So I'm going to show you what I've got so far, which I think we'll be putting into a master list at the end of June for you. So just so you can see the progression just from the first of, or the second, let's see, it was a week before the 1st of June, so it must have been the end of May that we sent you out the master list. And I'm just going to show you what that looks like right now. So you can see, I'm sorry, it's really small print, I realize, so maybe I can make this bigger. Oops, no, that's really big. There we go. And then we'll do some goofy things here. Something shows up when I screen share to my support team, and it's a little line on the bottom, and if I touch it, it often clears this screen, just so you know, which I don't really like. Okay. Yeah, that's this one. Okay. Right behind. There we go. Okay, there it is. All right, so now we're looking at a little bit more detail as we start looking at spiritual interferences and the advanced ones. So what I've been doing as I prepare for every class is anything that tests I'm getting, is it a wave? Is it a frequency? Is it a demon? Is it, what is it? Is it an alien? Is it an angel? So as you can see, I've gotten quite a bit identified just by prepping for class. And you're doing fine, honey. It's coming back on. It's going. It's good. It's working. Mm-hmm. So I just want you to see that this is a work in progress. We'll have the advanced interferences. Can my team let me know when the advanced interference class is coming up? It's not too far away. It's maybe 2 months away. So I just want you to know that this changed quite a bit from when I issued the master list maybe 2 weeks ago. So I just which is taking a lot more time to prep for classes. And then I'll just also show you that all of you are seeing this happening. Oops. Okay. A little, feels almost delayed here. That we're identifying everything, so even F1 and L1 that aren't on there in E. That's funny. Something didn't save. But you can see how we're getting names of aliens. I think those were all kind of demon things. In the ones and twos, we found a lot of demons. So you can see that things are definitely taking shape here. Okay. All right. Kitty, is there a reason the program's anchors column is listed in that order versus alphabetical, and when you created your charts and programs and anchors columns placed order priority? The one that's more alphabetical is emotions, and that was just so I wouldn't double repeat them, because I was putting the word in like a different, like belong and belonging and belong to, or think I was making mistakes, and so I put them in alphabetical order so I wouldn't make mistakes on emotions and mental. But everything else, let's see, programs, brands, and labels were put together by priority, so, and relationship to each other. So that's how they were created. So if they were related to each other, even if one of them was a brand and one of them was a label and one of them was a timeline and one of them was a realm, if they were somewhat related to each other, and then I just tested what order they should be in. So what I've been thinking about doing is just creating like a labels group and a brands group and a programs group and a realms group and a timelines group. And we do have the timelines group, so that's happening. So is there a reason for it? I'm doing the best I can using my intuitive skill and then muscle testing to what order should they be put in. So they're being set up a little bit differently based on the issue. But spiritual interferences are completely being set up now in the order of the number. And so that was something else that you might notice is that, to show you this, this got rearranged quite a bit. So we used to just have anything that had a name to it was above, and then all the letters and numbers were below. Now I'm testing letter and number, even for everything that has a name, it has a letter and number too, so we can put them in the right order. So that's the best explanation I can give for that. Does the chakra pump happen at the elbow, or does it move with the chakra you're working on? The pump itself, yeah, you're working from the elbow. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think it's an elbow wrist thing. It definitely is the whole thing, but my wrist is moving too with this, so I would say both are moving. More of the movement feels to me like more of the movement is coming from the wrist. Okay, I'll be with you in just a minute. We're just about done with class now. I can see what's going on. I'll fix it in a minute, okay? Almost done with class. I understand. Okay. Okay, so I think more from the wrist, Flora. Okay, my dears, we're at the end of our 45 minutes together. That was great. I hope you got some questions answered. I hope some clarity came through for you. So how you would use the master list is you would go down column by column, one by one, and you would muscle test, is this part of the problem? So you'd create the statement, right, permission and ability to whatever, live in 100% success, removing, and then you'd test the nature of, and then you'd test the next one, which is, I think, the blueprint, and then you'd test the blueprint areas, and then you test what kind of pump should I use, and then you test what kind of brands and labels are involved with this all the way down, what kind of emotional mental anchors all the way down, and so that's how you use that chart. That is not a chart that you want to just go pumping at, okay? That's just everything that we've got identified that could be a problem, and some of them are not problems for you, so you don't want to just clear that chart. That's just a chart to help you create your own chart. Okay. All right. Do you want to say bye-bye? Should we sing? Let's sing. Okay. All right. Okay. So we love you so much, and we're going to sing a song. Which song should we sing? Oh, you want to sing Hickory Dickory Dock? Okay. Let's end with Hickory Dickory Dock, everybody. Hickory Dickory Dock, the mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The mouse came down. Tick-tick-tick. Hickory dickory, hickory dickory, hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory, hickory dickory, hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory, hickory dickory, hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. Hickory dickory dock. And giggles to all of you, and we love you. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. We love you. We'll see you in class, hopefully tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Good girl. Good girl.
The moderator has left the conference.